podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red. I am not one of the Daves. They are both away and busy, so you are stuck with me, unfortunately for you lovely lot. I'll get the plugs out the way, boring stuff. Do please check out AI Pro. This show will be free for all of you lovely people, but I thought I'd get the plug in early and out the way, but do check out AI Pro. I forgot to get the prices and stuff in front of me, but you know the deal. Go check out the website. You know it. Go, if you're not signed up yet, go check it out. It's worth it. There's loads of content. And we'll go through some of that towards the end of the show, like Dave usually does. But I am here for the daily headlines, and seeing as it is a day before the game, there's not loads of stuff to talk about. The press conference isn't even till 7 o'clock, and I believe Dave Davis is doing his usual press conference review show, but that might be out later than usual because I'm not sure why it's so late. I'm guessing it'll be over in Italy. That's probably why. But I'll go through the 26-man confirmed squad, which is on This Is Anfield, and we'll go through maybe what we think the team should be. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow because I think I'm not sure if Dave D is away. I'm sure Hendrick is. But I'll go through the squad. As I said, this is on This Is Anfield. And where is the list? Goalkeepers, we have Alisson, Kelleher, Adrian and Mrozek, who I'm probably butchered his name there. Apologies. Defenders, Van Dijk, Konate, Gomez, Kwanzaa, Trent, Robertson and Tsimikas. Midfielders, McAllister, Endo, Szoboszlai, Gravenberch, Elliot, Jones, Bicetic, McConnell, Clark. And then our forwards, the lads who need to do a bit of goal scoring on Thursday night. We have Jota, Salah, Nunes, Diaz, Gakpo and Dans. Not too many people missing off the top of my head apart from the permanently injured people. And Bradley, who obviously got added to it at the weekend. It did a good spot, the squad. Obviously, we need to get the rust off people. Trent looked rusty coming back. Alisson made a couple good saves, and there was that excellent one with the reaction just flicking his hand up, wasn't there? So maybe he's not rusty, but Alisson is just an absolute beast. It's kind of do or die time now, isn't it, in the season? It's unlikely that City drop points, and even if they do, we'd probably have to be perfect. So doing another miracle in European competition, albeit very unlikely, and the difference between that and the Barca game, Barcelona are obviously better than this Atalanta side. Our side was obviously better than our current Liverpool side, but even that, we were playing well back then, and now it just seems every game seems to be a struggle. Now, we can obviously go there and score three goals. Keeping a goal out at the minute seems like an impossibility, so maybe it's more likely, if it is to go through, that is, winning something like 4-1 or even mental like 5-2, etc. It's going to be hard to see us win 3-0 and take it to extra time. Can we do the goals? Absolutely. And this season, can we keep them out? I mean, it's strange. I was speaking to Dadiwa over on his EPL show yesterday about our game at the weekend, doing the Premier League prediction type show. It's weird because I feel like most of our defensive players individually, I feel like they're playing well. Like Van Dijk, team probably our player of the season, or certainly in the conversation for it. Ibu, like, I think a month or so ago, before he picked up that injury. People were talking about him possibly being one of the most underrated players in the league, if not the most underrated players in the league. I still think he probably is in the wider scheme of things. He's obviously had a couple bad games back-to-back there, which isn't great. But he's had a really good season. Would be nice if he played more, obviously. We know his injury issues. Trent was... He started the season a bit slow, if I remember correctly, but then he seemed to just get into his groove, and the midfield thing was clicking really well. Gomez played really well at left-back. Robbo's been a bit up and down, but he's probably been our best player recent times, which isn't great. But it's very strange when you think of the defence as a whole. They have been playing well, but it just doesn't seem to result in keeping clean sheets. So maybe the issue's more in the midfield or the system itself. Like, Endo had a... Calling it a purple patch? I mean, maybe too soon to tell, but he's obviously, since... I think it was the United League game? Or was it the FA Cup? It was reported he had a knock, and he's just kind of not been the same player since then. And I'd hope he is rested for the Thursday game, I should add. But having Endo as your only natural defensive midfielder, we know we tried to sign Caicedo. I'm not having a go at anyone for not trying to buy a proper one or a first-team one. But is Endo the long-term answer? Probably not. But we knew that when we signed him, probably. And then McAllister, he just looks knackered. He was player of the month. I think that came out yesterday. He's been fantastic. But maybe we need to rejig it so the defence, the fullbacks especially, stay back a bit whilst the midfield's struggling with legs. Or we need to maybe play a bit more of a defined, I don't know, two. Maybe let Dom play a bit higher up. But Dom's probably the only one in our midfield group who has the legs to explosively do box-to-box, probably I would word it. Like, I think everyone else can do it. It's just he has the pace, the power, the explosiveness to get up and down the pitch, which is a old cliche, but he just does, and he's obviously not had the best of form recently, but he did look better coming on against Palace. Maybe just having that half a game off probably helped, probably didn't, but he couldn't have been much worse than he did against Atalanta. Yeah, it's a strange time, a strange few games, isn't it, really? But it's a good squad. Who would I play? I think Kelleher deserves the Europa League. I think Carl mentioned that on AI, and I kind of agree. You can't just let him disappear into the mist now. Alisson will obviously get all the Premier League games. Defenders, Trent's got to start. Well, he's the only natural right back there, if you're not counting Gomez, which we probably should now, to be fair. Van Dijk will start. Robertson, as I mentioned earlier, probably been one of our better players. In the bad spells form that we've had. Just who plays next to Van Dijk? I think Quans obviously had the mistake against United, but he did play quite well, if I remember correctly. Ibu's not looked great since coming back from the international break and his knock, which is great stuff that he went to go play for France on a knock. I'd maybe try and soldier him with Konate. Because I think with Trent back, we know what the system will be more defined. Because, let's be honest, our system with the midfield fullback going into midfield, it is designed for Trent. So with him back now, maybe Ibu maybe just knows what to expect a bit more. And let's be honest, he is the perfect centre-back to do that, because he does have to play centre-back and basically right-back at the same time. It'd be quite a lot to ask for Kwanzaa to do that, because Trent does play in a bit more midfield than the other options there. So I'd probably stick with Ibu. But there is the injury rotation issue as well, because we don't want to overplay Ibu. But I'd be happy with either. I'd be happy with either. Midfield, I did mention we've got to rest Endo. He just looked buggered against Palace. He looked like he'd never seen a football. The guy tweeted out his stats at half-time, and he lost the ball so much, and he couldn't track a runner. Even like their goal, bit of desperation, he was lagging behind, and I think he dived in. Not saying he should have marked. I can't remember who scored. Was it Eze who scored? I think it was. Yeah, he just needs taken out. So I'd maybe play McAllister as the six, who also looks knackered, but needs must, I think, and he's better than Endo. I'd play Szoboszlai. I think Elliot deserves to play, but in terms of balance, these games are weird. You don't want to just go play every attacker possible. And will Dom and Elliot midfield work? Probably not. So I'd probably edge towards Jones. And if we are to get any success for the rest of the season or even push Man City, I think we do need to get Jones back into the rotation and back up to speed. So I'd probably go with McAllister, Jones, Szoboszlai. I feel like that's probably the midfield I'd want for the rest of the season as well, barring tiredness and injury, obviously. And the forwards, the lads who aren't really doing the business in recent games. I think Jota's got a start. I know he missed some chances against Palace, but maybe he could have took a touch, but one of them was good defending, to be fair. He blocked it. Salah, you could say the same, but he's obviously starting the games and not playing too well. But I think Salah does look better with Jota, because obviously they have the longer-term relationship, and they've always connected quite well, so I'd play Jota and Salah. And to be fair, it's hard with Diaz and Gakpo, because I think Diaz, he has looked better recently, but he's still not, even numbers-wise, he's not got the goals and assists, and even when you look at the chances created and stuff like that, it's still lagging behind a bit. And Gakpo has come on and performed from the bench, so maybe just playing whichever one through the middle, then the other on the left, and Salah on the right. Because something does have to change, and I think Nunes, for whatever he brings, runs in behind when he's not offside, which is just a bloody annoying issue. I think you just got to play. I think Jota and Salah have definitely got to play. And we know what Jota did last time we were in Bergamo, scoring the hat-trick when we won there, I think it was 5-0. And the left-wing one, I like Gakpo on the left wing. Like, it's the position he played in Netherlands. I'd like to see him get a run there. I think technically he can be really excellent. Probably get more end product than Diaz in that position. So I'd like to see that front three. I'd be quite fun with that. Or do you just roll out Dans, who scored that magnificent goal against United's underage side, and just have some vibes? Who knows? Who cares? Let's just go see what we can do. Let's get the win first and foremost, and if we can perform the miracle, let's perform the miracle. But we need to get back on winning ways, and we need to get back into some bloody competency in our performance as well. But that's the full squad, and that's my thoughts on the team. I'll go through some of the other news. Most of it's transfer-related stuff, and I'll try not to pick players I haven't really seen. On team talk here, it doesn't seem to be a news story, it just seems to be an opinion piece, but it's mentioning Kudus from West Ham as a potential replacement for Salah. Now, I mean, the first question is, do we need to replace Salah? Because that's obviously been bubbling away in Liverpool fandom and Twitterdom for quite a while. Well, for a few weeks now, but it's always been a question in the background, I think. I'm on the side that we should extend him. I don't really care. Like, it's more Salah. He is probably the greatest Liverpool... Tim or Gerrard. It's so tough with Gerrard because the teams weren't as good as this one. But he's probably the greatest Liverpool player in my lifetime supporting. Maybe Gerrard was there as well. It is Gerrard. It just is Gerrard. He saved my childhood from such a empty, barren wasteland of football. But he is one of the best. I think you just got to keep him. Because even in this dry spell, he has had the moments. He's got a couple goals. I think some of them were penalties. And that Palace one, it's really good defending from Tyreek Mitchell. Like, that should have been a goal if it wasn't for Mitchell's excellent defending. So he's still getting in the positions. And I don't remember him missing... He's not had like a one. He's not had like a Curtis Jones chance where it's a 1v1 where it's just about composure. It just seems to be little scrappy chances in the box that kind of fall to him. Like on that, was it the Atlanta game or was it the game before? I think it fell to his right foot on the and in the box. It's like, why can't it just fall to his left and stuff like that? But I think he is still capable of being the excellent Mo Salah. Like before AFCON, he was player of the season for the Premier League, not just for Liverpool. I think he's still in there. I think it's just a bad run of form. I trust him to get back there. Now, does that mean we should be offering him the same level of money? Because I believe he's on something like a base of 300 grand and the bonus is taken up to something massive. If it can be done something similar for like a short period of time, I'd probably be all right with that. But if he wants more money to be competitive with rumoured Saudi money, it's probably something we just can't simply do. But if he's willing to even take a pay cut or something like that, or similar-ish money, I think it's a discussion to be had with Edwards and co. But if you're the new manager and you're coming to Liverpool and the first thing you have to deal with is replacing Mo Salah and replacing Jurgen Klopp, it's going to not be a fun summer. And then it leads to the questions, what are we going to do with Van Dijk? Because I believe he's one of our top three or five earners as well. When his contract gets to a year up, which I think would be the next summer, are we then just going to replace him or bin him off? It's a tough decision to have. And if you're Amorim or whoever is linked with a job, you want to probably work with Mo Salah and Van Dijk and whoever else. So for me, I'd be keeping Salah. But if he is to go and he really wants to go to Saudi, I'm not going to slag him off for going to Saudi, because Arabic star in Arabic country, it makes more sense than, say, Henderson. I think it'd be a real shame, because I think he's still basically in the prime of his career, maybe the tail end of his prime of his career, but I think he's still got so much more to offer high-end European football and Liverpool Football Club. But if he wants to go, fair enough. We get our bag of money, he gets his bag of money. Yeah, but if he was to go and Kudus was an option, I mean, he was linked the season before West Ham got him, or it might have been early on in the summer they got him, because he was close to signing for Brighton. I'm not sure when it was, but he is a really impressive player, and I'm sure everyone remembers the European games against Ajax. It wasn't the best Ajax side, but I think everyone came away thinking, that Kudus looks a talent. And the only thing is, if we were to buy him, it'd be like, why didn't we just buy him from Ajax? I can't remember. He cost approximately 38 million, according to this article in front of me. And you'd think West Ham would probably want at least double that, and if not, probably closer to like 100 million. And I just don't think he's worth that. I think you'd have to unearth a gem. Or not even unearth a gem, just go to a different market, because buying from Premier League to Premier League, we've seen the astonishing prices that are there. But yeah, I like Kudus. It's just the price. I think it'd be too much. It'd be stupidly expensive. Speaking of stupidly expensive, moving on to The Echo, they have a story about Steve Nicol talking about another replacement for Salah, and he's talking about Victor Osimhen. Now, it's obviously very much a different type of player, but Dave has mentioned possibly playing Darwin behind a number nine. Like, I'm no big watcher of Benfica when he was there, but Goncalo Ramos seemed to be the central nine, and then Darwin could play around him. I might be completely wrong with that. That's what I think I remember. It could be interesting, but again, Osimhen. Obviously, Napoli have their struggles. But if we were to go massive and we did get more Salah money, which would probably be 100 to 150 million, we could maybe go for someone like Osimhen. I mean, Osimhen is... How old is he? He's 25-year-old. Be 26 next season. He is in the right age range. We know we like to sign 24 to 27-year-olds. Yeah, it's a strange one. I mean, I probably wouldn't be for it myself, because I think if you're replacing Salah, you kind of have to replace the goals and creativity. But maybe Elliot can take some of the creative burden on that right side. Then we just get the goals from Osimhen and whatever the hell Darwin brings if we were to start him. But it's an interesting one. I mean, I'm never going to say no to Osimhen, because when he's on it, he's bloody excellent. But it's an interesting piece. On to Football Insider now. Thiago Alcantara, Liverpool star, asks agent to find him a new club as exit nears. Well, yeah, he's out of contract. What else is he going to do? It's such a shame, isn't it, that it's never worked out for Thiago. But when he's been fit, and it's not been common, but those spells when he's been fit, it's just been awesome. And Naby was on the timeline yesterday because of the Werder Bremen situation. It's just a shame them two were injured. But I suppose if Naby didn't get injured, we probably wouldn't have ever signed Thiago, probably. But it's a shame them two never were fit, because I think even if one of them was just fit, even for like 50% more, which is probably about 50% of zero, we probably would have won more. Because them, Naby especially, we know the big price. We signed him to take the midfield to a next level, and Fabinho kind of did, but Naby, we didn't really see his impact outside of 21-22, which unfortunately will be remembered for his awful shot in the Champions League final, but he was really good in the running of the second half of that season. And it's kind of a little what-if situation, because if he was fitter, didn't have the injury issues, he probably would have been a better, much better version of that player. And that player was really good getting us to a Champions League final and in the league where we pushed City again. So, yeah, it's a real shame with them too. Last bit, I mean, I'm doing a visual thing here, but I'm sure people on Twitter have seen the knock-up of our new leaked kit on Trent. According to this article, it's by a graphic designer, LFC DZN 11, or DAZN 11, however you pronounce it. It's a good edit, not to slag off his work, but the kit is not pretty, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's a bit garish with the hard yellow. Did You Never Walk Alone? Pinstripey type thing. I mean, I'd rather it be a pinstripe with You'll Never Walk Alone rather than just big, big, big letters. It's a bit, yeah, it's a bit garish. It's not one for me, but it does. All these leaked kits in the past is like, that looks horrendous. Gets to the actual photo shoot, you see it on a gorgeous man like Van Dijk, and it just looks better. So yeah, maybe it'll look better when it's actually on the person and it's not a good Photoshop edit. But yeah, it's not the prettiest. And there was another leak one with Nike where I had a vertical Nike tick. I think that might keep me up at night if that was to be real. I couldn't be doing with that. Yeah, it's not the busiest day in terms of news. But let's go on to AnfieldIndex.com. Let's have a quick looky if it'll load. I should have loaded it before. We got that Naby news on the featured page, who's been suspended by Werder Bremen. Just sad situation. I saw people laughing at it. Yeah, it must be frustrating when a career had so much promise and it's just kind of got buggered by injury. Woodfine returns Edwards orchestrating Liverpool's overhaul. I believe that's him returning as the loan manager. The rebuild continues. Conor Bradley injury news. There was an interview by Trent. I think it was on the overlap, which I still need to watch. It's a bit of an annoying time. But in terms of podcasts, we have Stat Me Up, which is Ben Boxack and Dave Davis yesterday. We have AI Scouted. That is on the free side. So if you want a podcast, they're both on the free side, actually. So if you want a podcast fully to listen to, we have AI and Media Matters for you. We have Under Pressure if you want to depress yourself with a bit of Atalanta and Crystal Palace analysis. And what we have coming today, we have a Buzz over on the Buzz podcast side, which is on... it's an Al Pacino film, and I can't remember, and I will not go, I will not search through my messages to find out what it is, but it is a continuation of that. And I think the only thing we have for the rest of the day, if I open up my schedule, is it's just a press conference podcast. So you have this, and you have the presser presser. I think that's what it's actually called, with Dave Davis. But that, as I said at the start, press conference isn't till 7, so that might be a bit of a later one. But as I said at the start, do check out Pro if you want the full shows. Raw will be on Thursday, barring a disaster. Hopefully there's something positive to at least talk about or take into the Fulham game. And then Friday, we have about 70 podcasts for the Fulham game. So yeah, that's me, Guy. I'm not sure if it'll be me tomorrow. It might be Dave D. And if Dave D is busy, I will do another one. Maybe all the last minute news. I might go through the press conference myself tomorrow. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/Discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.